And if there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across the road or the field, you would call this what?
A ditch or a gully.
What do you call a small stream of water? Smaller than those we've been discussing. Smaller than the river.
Well, the branch is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the smallest that I know anything about.
Well, between, say, the branch and the river, could you think of anything?
Oh, creek. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And name some in your, say, this neighborhood or your old home place.
Brushy Creek.
Well, how do you know how it got its name?
I don't have any idea.
Like a brush you'd brush your hair with. Mm. Brushy Creek.
No, I think perhaps it was from the growth on the sign.
I see. And what around here do we have?
Well, we have Potato Creek, I know that. And
where is it located?
It's down in Pike County. I don't know just where it originates.
What do you call a very small rise in land?
A hill.
A large rise of land.
A mountain.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call this what part of the mountain? Between mountains.
Pass.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Waterfalls. Or maybe a cataract.
And a kind of white, hard paved road. What kind of a road would it be? Such as is in front of your house here.
Street.
And what is it made of?
It's made of
along the
what paving material.
So it is a
paved street.
A little road that goes off the main road.
Alley.
Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road and there was a turnoff going down to his house. What do you call that?
Driveway.
And along the side of the street, a paved area for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
If you are walking along the road and the dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up to throw at him?
A rock.
And what would you say you did with that rock?
I threw it.
If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, you say, no, he is not.
At home.
Not going away.
Talking about putting milk in coffee, some people like it blank milk and others like it blank milk. Would you give the two ways?
With or without?
If someone is going away from you, you say he is coming straight blank you.
If someone is
going... Oh, I'm sorry, I left out a word. If someone is not...
Oh.
not going away from you, you say he is coming straight
toward you.
That was confusing.
Yes, it was.
If you met someone in town, instead of saying, I met him, you might say, I ran
into him.
If child is given the same name that his father had, then you say that they named the child blank his father.
Named him for his father.